Okay, sure. Yeah, Death Guard Service, it's called Death Guard Service Part 3, Taste Me. I'm going to be directing it this time, and myself and Sean are producing. I'll just say, without kind of giving stuff away, it's different from Part 1 and 2, but you'll see a lot of the same faces that you've seen in Part 1 and 2. Kind of almost like American Horror Story, where you have the same actors come back for another season, but they're different. They play different characters. Also kind of like, how Halloween 3 has nothing to do with Halloween 1 and 2, but it's still a great film. So kind of taking a little, homage to that. But yeah, I mean, it still has to do with hookers. There's still a lot of killing in it. There's still a lot of nudity. There's a lot of blood, a lot of gore, a lot of sex and stuff. But yeah, we're going to start shooting in mid-January, and we should take us to early March. And that movie will be out. It's going to premiere in August for Tampa Bay Screams. And it'll be out on DVD probably in October. And actually, a Blu-ray. Actually, we're doing Blu-ray because we're getting in more into Blu-ray now, because that's, you know, people want Blu-ray. DVD's kind of passe now, but it'll be on Blu-ray when it comes out. We're excited about it. We wanted to make Death Guard Service a trilogy. And it will be a trilogy, and it might even have, you know, we may do a part 4. We'll have to see. It will be a full-blown franchise, like Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street or Halloween or those films. We also have other, you know, films we want to do as well. Not to give anything away, I'm also going to start writing another film, which will be a sequel to a film I directed previously, but I won't say yet what it is. But not yet.